Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome to the program the next governor of the state of Missouri, Mike Kehoe. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a heck of an evening last night for our state and for our country. So with the exception of Amendment 3, I was very happy with the results.
Well, let's kind of, before we get to Missouri, just kind of talk about what happened nationwide. I was doing our coverage here on 97.1 FM Talk with former Senator Lamping, and we had Will Scharf call us at like 9:10, Mike, 9:10, and say it's over. And, you know, I wasn't quite ready to make the call at that point, but that really was an incredible night. You look at the margins here, and I'm glad that they were big margins because I think the country is going to be better off when it comes to healing, especially with Trump winning the popular vote.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I heard somebody on the media this morning that they said, boy, one thing on my bingo card was not that Trump would win the popular vote. I think most of the people I know that kind of understood national politics felt like he would win the Electoral College. But the winning the popular vote, to me, says a lot of things about Americans, and it also says a lot of things about what they don't want more of. And they don't want more open borders. They don't want more inflation. They don't want boys being girls. They're comfortable that the body that God gave you was right. I think that was the statement that the country made last night.
So not to put a lot of pressure on you, not that you don't have enough already, but there's a lot of high expectations from Mike Kehoe in the governor's mansion, and I think they're justified. And there's a lot of hope, and there's hope from people, as you know, Mike, that are on the other side, some of our friends on the left, because there are a fair amount of us out here who want to actually accomplish things for the state of Missouri, and we need good leadership, and I think we got that. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. So, you know, this morning already, Mark, we transitioned from campaigning to governing. And by the way, that's two different skill sets. But it's probably the piece I'm most comfortable with is 35 years in small business. So started off this morning at 7:30. We've had multiple meetings that already done a press conference. I've talked to 15 leaders from around the state already, mayors, county executives, congressional, the U.S. senator, et cetera. And just letting them know that, hey, we're here to get something done. The screaming and hollering part is over with, and let's actually govern.
So, you know, one of the things I think that some folks who have been critical of Governor Parson and other Republicans is the lack of willingness to do maybe some big, bold things. And this concept of maybe getting rid of a state income tax is floated every now and again. I know that that's a big thing, right? But is that something that's on the table for you?
100%. I've been very vocal about that. We've already worked on a couple of those plans today. And within the next few minutes, I'll be meeting with future pro tem in the Senate, Cindy O'Loughlin, and Speaker John Patterson to just work on our priorities. And definitely as part of our economic development package, that is something we are very much going to shoot for to get done. And I think they're excited about it as well. Hey, anytime you put money in Missourians' pockets and versus some government elected official, it's a good day.
So, you know, St. Louis is important to you, Mike, because of your roots and obviously the city of St. Louis in crime. One of the things that I find interesting about yesterday, I mentioned this in my monologue, is, and maybe this is an undercover story, but if you look at the numbers from California in Prop 36, which once again remarkably makes it a crime to rob people, it was overwhelming. 70% of the people in California, even without Gavin Newsom's stamp of approval or Kamala Harris's, said, we've had enough of this. And I think that that feeling is overwhelmingly representative here in St. Louis, even with black people, right? With African Americans. They're tired of the crime issue. Do you think that the results from last night may lead to some improvements here in St. Louis?
Absolutely. You know what I've been saying for months, Mark, and I think I've said on your show before, we as a country, and for sure as a state, and St. Louis as a region, needs to make it easier to be a cop than a criminal.
Yes.
We've had those roles reversed for quite some time. And I've already talked to leaders in the St. Louis area this morning, and they know it's a priority for me. I'm not surprised at the vote in California, even given their kind of left-leaning ways that they have out there, because it doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, whether you're from an economic background of very much success or a poor economic background like I'm from, North St. Louis City. People just think they understand right and wrong here in Missouri. And then in California, I'm thankful that they do too, that we need to stop coddling criminals. We need to put them away. We need to get our streets safer. That's how neighborhoods grow. That's how businesses grow. It's a fundamental 101 of what I want to get done.
When it comes to other priorities, what would you include on that list?
Well, so crime is our number one priority. We're already working on our crime plan, and you'll see that unveiled as we go forward. I've got actually law enforcement agencies, along with General Andrew Bailey, working on that plan as we speak and have been for the last several weeks. Economic development, including tax reform that we just talked about earlier, and then regulation rollback, because I call those ghost taxes. We don't need unburdensome regulations on businesses that essentially is an additional tax on them and Steiger's, you know, absolutely stops job growth and capital and deployment from those businesses. Education reform is something we're very big on. Senate Bill 727 was a big push last year. That was a start to that. We have some other options we can do for parents as well as in continuing education and career and technical education. And then last but not least, growing our ag community. It's our number one industry. We need to continue to feed and clothe the world.
Have you taken a step back? You probably have done this, Mike, but I mean, I've never been on a ballot before. You're going to be the governor of the great state of Missouri. That's pretty awesome. You have to reflect on that a little bit, right?
Well, it's emotional.
Yeah, it should
really
be.
Is. Yeah, I said last night, you know, we had a victory for a lot of people. I think we had a victory for our cops and firemen. I think we had a victory for small businesses. I think we had a victory for agriculture. We had a victory for workers. But we really had a victory for single mothers. My mom raised six kids by herself. And if that's not something that hits home, it's certainly important to me. And if that doesn't hit home with Missourians, anything's possible in this country. If you want to work hard, you have a good parent. In my case, my mom was a hero and a saint. And this is a victory, really, seriously, for our single mothers who are raising those families by themselves.
Well, again, congratulations. One favor I have to ask you this afternoon while I have you. If Trump swipes, you know, Schmidt up in the administration, can I be the next senator from Missouri? Will you appoint me? Because this radio thing, I'm not sure I'm in it for the long haul. You know, podcasts are taking over and stuff like that. At least include me in the names and the list, Mike.
You know, certainly Eric Schmidt is qualified to do that, and he'd be. But, you know, everybody I've called and talked to today, your name is the one that surfaces in every conversation.
And
it's unbelievable you would bring that up.
Yeah, it's ironic.
It's
Kehoe,
yeah,
you're awesome. Congratulations. Thank you so much. And we got a lot of opportunities, and I look forward to it.
Hey, last but not least, thank you to my St. Louis family, my St. Louis friends, and all the people in St. Louis who supported me. I'm humbled, and I won't forget where I came from.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mike Kehoe. Governor Mike Kehoe, we'll see you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.